We don't do much in the form of like virtual programming for students. And that since the pandemic, there's been a growth in virtual programming across the state. And that's an opportunity potentially to look at starting a program, a virtual diploma program, and capturing revenue. So it's not just savings, but it's also looking for revenues. We need to look at, you know, generally, traditionally, what have our class sizes been? Would they be able to stomach having two or three additional students in a classroom? We need to just evaluate our efficiencies. You know, how are we, what programs are effective? What's not effective? Are we doing it in an efficient manner?